I invite you to open up your hymnals to hymn 71, where we read that well-known Irish hymn, Be Thou My Vision, which sounds a good bit like a prayer for a new year, where it begins in the first stanza, Be Thou My Vision, O Lord of my heart. And then ending that stanza by saying, Thy presence, my light. The God is our vision, our light, showing us the way. That the light of Christ is like that star that the Magi followed, that the wise men looked up to, that led them all the way to Bethlehem. It is, as the psalmist says, arise, shine. Your light has come. But then there is that moment early each morning when the shades are still pulled down tight and the covers are up over us and the alarm clock goes off and we do not say, Arise, your light has come, that we hesitate. But Epiphany calls us to welcome the light, to embrace the new roads that God may lead us down. And then the second stanza says, Be thou my wisdom and thou my true word, ending that stanza by saying that God is the power of my power, giving us strength to be open to those new roads, like the Magi following that light in the sky all the way to Bethlehem. But then, oddly enough, they return home by another way. Now, they had just figured out where the right turn was and when to turn left, traveling from home to Bethlehem, and now they embrace yet another unknown journey? That word return, the prefix re means again and again. Like the word renew or reclaim. Like the word repent or rejoice. There's repetition in those words. That here in our first steps into yet another year, we begin by doing those things again because they lead us down new roads. And then in the third stanza, riches I heed not, nor vain empty praise. And then ending that stanza by saying, my treasure thou art. That God is our treasure. The grace that we discover along the way on new roads, as Jesus says, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. And the light of Christ leads us to treasure different things. It might be like the road the Good Samaritan took, where he discovered a man injured on the side of the road, and we find that opportunity to serve and care for others. Or it might be going down that road to Emmaus, where the disciples finally sat down around the table and broke bread and discovered the presence of Christ in their midst. Or it might be the road of the Magi, taking us towards the unknown, but where we finally discover the grace of God in the flesh right there in front of us, that we embrace the surprises and the possibilities of the grace of God. And then finally, the hymn says, High King of Heaven, my victory won. Ending that stanza in the hymn by saying, Still be my vision, O ruler of all. that God is our victory, our vision. That's where the hymn begins, with God's vision for our lives, and that is where it also ends. But we never know where it might lead us. Last year, we were traveling to eastern Tennessee, just above the edge of North Carolina, for a family memorial service. We drove all the way across Georgia, up through that corner of South Carolina, and we turned north, going through Asheville, North Carolina, up to eastern Tennessee. And we got to the Asheville area, and the voice from the GPS rerouted us around a major miles-long traffic jam on the interstate, weaving us in and out all of these unknown state highways and even a few roads that hadn't been paved yet. I was fairly calm and confident until we passed that house with a donkey in front of it. That life is full of those moments when we are unsure and uncertain. Unsure of where we are going. Unsure of what the next step might be. Unsure of our purpose or passion. In those moments, we hold fast and cling to the life of Jesus. God's vision for our lives. That when we are unsure of what else to do, despite the circumstances, we can always seek understanding and show kindness. Because those are the ways of Jesus. God's vision for our lives and for the church. And today we give thanks for the leadership of the church, for how it keeps God's vision in front of all of us. That today we ordain deacons by the laying on of hands, that ancient practice of the church, where we set those apart for particular roles and responsibilities in the church's ministry. In just a minute, everyone who would like to come forward will be invited to do so for the laying on of hands as the priesthood of the believers. We will make our way to the front of sanctuary from the back, coming down this aisle on this side of the sanctuary, coming in front of those being ordained, placing our hands on their shoulders and offering words of prayer, words of support and thanksgiving. We will return to our seats either by the center aisle or the aisle on this side of the sanctuary. When the ministers get up and get in line, it will signify the close of the time of the laying on of hands. And to Chris, Sherry, and Julia, and all the deacons that will be serving this year, thank you for all the ways in which you will keep God's vision in front of us. Amen.